Good evening. This is Shabashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The Panchayat Rural Mart was introduced in Anini today. The Rural Mart is a vibrant community hub offering a grocery store, souvenir shop, restaurant, cafeteria, fitness center, local product emporium, gift center, and travel agency. The information was shared by Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main in a social media post. Main informed that this initiative under the state-owned resources scheme aims to empower the Panchayat Raj institutions, promoting self-reliance and local economic growth. With 10% of the state-owned resources allocated to PIR, this project will strengthen our communities and foster prosperity across Arunachal Pradesh, the Deputy CM further said. In a significant step towards accelerating urban development in Arunachal Pradesh, Urban Affairs Minister Balu Raja, along with Itanagar Mayor Tame Fasang, called on Union Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal Khattar in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the delegation apprised the Union Minister of various ongoing developmental activities under the ministry's purview and discussed key issues concerning urban infrastructure, housing and sanitation in Arunachal Pradesh. After an in-depth discussion, the Union Minister assured the delegation of full support from the central government. Education Minister B.D. Sona had a meeting with the Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Protection of Child Rights team led by its chairperson Ratan Ania at Itanagar today. The meeting discussed key issues concerning child rights, education and protection mechanisms in the state. Sona, in a social media post, stressed that ensuring a safe, inclusive and nurturing environment for children is paramount and the Commission's efforts in advocating for their rights are commendable. He informed that productive discussions were held on enhancing child welfare policies and strengthening awareness initiatives in schools and institutions. The Capital Police has achieved a major breakthrough in their fight against narcotics with the successful dismantling of an interstate drug trafficking network operating in Chimpu. According to a press statement, two drug peddlers were arrested and a total of 60.4 grams of suspected heroin, Rs. 40,000 in cash, believed to be proceeds from drug sale, and a two-wheeler used for distribution were seized during the operation. This accomplishment is part of Operation Dawn, an initiative by Arunachal Pradesh Police aimed at combating drug abuse and trafficking. Meanwhile, SP Capital Rohit Rajbir Singh has commended the police team for their swift action and reaffirmed the commitment of Capital Police to dismantle drug networks under Operation Dawn. A purple fair for Divyangjan's 2025 under the theme Empowering Abilities, Celebrating Inclusion was held at Dree Ground Nahalagun today. The fair featured cultural performances by students from Donipolo Mission School for Hearing and Visually Impaired, Chimpu K. Blooming Center, Toko Rehab Center, Nahalagun, showcasing their talents. Various stalls displayed products crafted by differently abled individuals. The event highlighted the importance of inclusivity, accessibility, and empowerment for persons with disabilities. The second edition of Borderland Narratives Film Festival, a dynamic celebration of contemporary films from Northeast India, began on a thrilling note at RU campus yesterday. Supported by the government of Arunachal Pradesh, the festival aims to amplify the region's unique cultural narratives, fostering dialogue and creative expression among filmmakers and enthusiasts. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued yellow alerts over 13 districts of Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has forecast thunderstorms and lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. Rajiv Gandhi University has brought laurels by securing the first prize in the poster competition, Best Practices on Protection, Preservation and Promotion of Indigenous Culture, during the Association of Indian Universities East Zone Vice Chancellor's Conference 2024-25 held at JIS University, Kolkata from March 18 to 19. The award recognizes RU's outstanding commitment to promoting indigenous culture, practices and endangered languages through its Center for Endangered Languages under RU's Arunachal Institute of Tribal Studies. The 20th Tarutang state-level football tournament continued to deliver gripping matches and outstanding performances across all four zones. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.